Welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Hola.
Danielle.
Hello.
And we have a special guest host, my sister, Alicia.
Hi.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. And we rely on your contributions to make us sounding interesting. So go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is, have Sean Spicer's job or Kellyanne Conway's?
Can I just quit?
So this is a little topical. Yep. Deep sigh. So let me, before we start, for people who don't know who these two people are,
consider yourself
Sean
lucky.
Spicer is the no shit. Sean Spicer is the White House press secretary for Donald Trump. Most famous for being satirized on SNL by
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy, who is great, much better than Sean Spicer is. The other person is Kellyanne Conway, who I think is a vampire. Is that confirmed that she's a vampire? Regardless, she is a special advisor or a senior advisor to the Trump administration.
I believe counselor is
senior
counselor. Her title, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. I don't know what the difference is, but great. The reason, I mean, you guys know why this topic was put in there, because actually I think one of us put this topic in there. But the reason why this is a this or that is because these two people's jobs are basically to go on TV and explain some of the crazy shit that's been happening in U.S. politics in the last four, five, 6 weeks. And their job is basically to be a punching bag for the press because their boss lies a lot. And so they have to and does like really crazy shit and tweets in the middle of the night saying really stupid shit. And so they have a really, really terrible job. And so we're gonna do a this or that on whose job we would rather have. Questions?
Question.
Deep sigh. Yeah.
Can you, as either of these characters in this alternate reality, can you go rogue? Or do you have to toe the party line always?
You have to toe the party line. And I also should mention, for friends of the pod, for people that have been following fairly closely, I don't remember what episode, but we did do an episode on be Trump's VP. This was back during the primary. Be Trump's VP or, I think, hold a barbecue for the Westboro Baptist Church every month.
Yes.
Yeah. And, I mean, so the same rules apply for that as it does for this. This is your job. You have to do it. Publicly, privately, to the press, not to the press, you are this person. It is your job to do this. You have to toe the party line. You have to drink the Kool-Aid. You have to say everything's fine as the room is burning around you.
So we're not literally these people. We just have their jobs.
Correct. Yeah. No, you're not literally these people.
So we don't have to choose like based on like layability or, you know, like hairstyle or anything like that.
I thought when you said that, I was like, no, Danielle, it's pronounced liability. And I realized that that's not what you meant.
Yeah. Yeah. Like which one is more kissable, for example? Which one likes Dippin' Dots more?
Oh, God.
We already know that.
I mean, right. I feel like Kellyanne Conway is maybe more kissable, although I'm a heterosexual male, so that's easy. Although I'd be afraid that while we kissed, she would suck my soul out of my body.
Like
in
a
order
dementor?
To fuel. Yeah. Like yeah, definitely. Or like Shang Tsung from Mortal Kombat, like I will eat your soul.
Mortal Kombat.
And just like Fuck yeah.
Finish her.
Yeah. So no, you are not these people. You are you. Although for the sake of argument, let's just say no matter what job you take, you are as qualified as these people are. Right. So
no.
Not incredibly qualified.
What does that even mean?
So not incredibly qualified, but you're also not, you know, you. You don't have your resume. You have their resume, yeah. But you are you.
Okay.
So you know as much as they know about what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
So
okay.
What do we know about their backgrounds? I know Kellyanne Conway is a lawyer, and I know she's being censured by, they're trying to censure her. The New York bar is, or the DC
yep.
bar is, rather.
See, I feel like, and you know how much I dislike her as a person, but I get a sense she's pretty savvy.
Oh, she is amazing.
She's
at her
incredibly
job. She's
skilled
devil.
At speaking. Like she is able to, and I mean, if you really watch her, and Joshua and I have discussed this, like the way that she is able to dominate conversations, like set the tone for any conversation that she's in by, you know, making it be a certain pace. And if you really listen to her, like she doesn't often get taken by surprise in interviews because she's always able to bring everything back down to her pace in the way that she talks. Mm-hmm. So she certainly has a lot of skill with what she does. I feel like Spicer's almost the opposite because
oh my God,
you feel like at any moment that dude's going to lose it.
Right. I mean, yeah, they definitely have different styles, and I think they play to their strengths. Kellyanne Conway is able to sort of deftly maneuver through interviews, like on even on like MSNBC or CNN, you know, news organizations that are a little more critical, mostly because they've been called fake news by the president. So they're a little more critical of the administration. I feel like Sean Spicer is just like a, I don't know, just like a 14-year-old who just gets punched a lot. yeah. In terms of their background, I mean, Sean Spicer, and this is just from Wikipedia, he was the director of the RNC for like 6 years and a chief strategist for a couple of years. Kellyanne Conway ran, didn't run, endorsed Ted Cruz and co-chaired a super PAC for Ted Cruz. So she had and a long sort of resume of being with the Republican Party.
Yeah, I mean, but ultimately it doesn't matter because you said we're not them.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yes. Yeah. But I mean, this is also, I mean, you would be the person, like, if you pick Kellyanne Conway, you're the person that, with a straight face, went on CNN and said alternative facts. And, like, that's a thing that will always be with you. And if you're Sean Spicer, besides the Dippin' Dots bullshit, which is hilarious, you're the person who said, you know, the inauguration was the most attended ever, period.
I feel like this is a fairly easy one.
You think so?
Really?
I do too.
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Okay, I want to hear
what you guys
thinking?
Wait, okay, since me and Alicia both think it's easy, on the count of three, say which one you would pick.
Okay, on three. One, two, three.
Kellyanne Conway. Yes.
Okay, so. Really?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's
definitely.
Why.
Okay. Wait. I want to give the special guest the opportunity first to explain.
So polite. Well, I am thinking that for me the work and kind of as part of the conversation already, like what we're focusing on is how they are like with their relationships with the media and when they go on the press and when they talk to journalists and kind of how they're perceived by the wider world. And, you know, Kellyanne Conway can pick and choose when she goes on TV, what she says, what she kind of dips her toe into. I mean, it's part of her job, but I don't know when this episode will air, but at least recently she's been kind of pulling back a little bit because of a lot of the controversies that she has sparked. And whereas Spicy, he has to go in front of, and then when she does do media, she's sitting there, maybe on a panel, maybe one-on-one interview. She's just being beat up by one person or maybe a couple of people. He has to go in front of the press corps, the White House press corps, multiple times a day and field all of their questions. He always seems like he's such, you know, he's such on the defensive. He's like, he's the lightning rod for everything. And that would be, I think, torture. So I'm going to go. That's why I say Kellyanne Conway off the top of my head.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. Joshua, what do you think?
I was going to say almost the exact same thing, is that Spicy has to go in front of everybody minimum one time a day for like at least 30 minutes to an hour a day. Kellyanne Conway, she picks and chooses her interviews, and they're max 5 minutes. I mean, except that epic one with Tapper that was like 30 minutes. But
yeah, she was on Mad Owl for like an hour one time.
Yeah, I mean,
with Mad Owl, though, easy one to do an hour because she's a terrible interviewer.
Yeah, she's not the best.
I mean,
I love the woman, but she's a terrible interviewer.
Yeah, she's just fucking softball.
Rachel Maddow is Joshua's fantasy girlfriend.
Ooh. You have a long ways to go.
We are aware that she's not into guys. Or at least as far as we know.
Or at least not into Joshua.
insulted her, so.
Yeah, there you go.
But, okay, because I haven't decided yet, but on the flip side, Kellyanne Conway, she has nothing. When this is all over, when all the chips fall where they may, they're both. She picked what she's doing. She picked the interviews. When she goes and says something stupid, it's because she went and said something stupid.
She doesn't say stupid things. She says very calculated things.
I was gonna say I don't think she said a stupid thing. Maybe in her life. I mean, she's not.
Yeah.
Whatever she is, she's
I don't
not,
know. Did you see that rap video? Well, she said some stupid shit there.
I mean,
there, but
she says stupid shit all the time, but not uncalculated.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is planned.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like most of the relatively recent pullback from her is because Morning Joe. Morning Joe basically in response to her clearly not knowing anything about Flynn and his standing with the president.
Bowling Green Massacre.
She said stupid shit about Bowling Green Massacre. She didn't know what was going on with Michael Flynn, even though she said she did. Morning Joe said, you're not allowed on our show anymore. She endorsed Ivanka Trump's clothing line. She said alternative facts.
Except, do we know that those were gaffed by her? Because I'm not convinced they weren't intentional to divert from something else.
Yeah. So I'm going to put it out there because I chose the other guy. Like, okay, so she said all this stuff, but what's been the repercussion? There really hasn't been. And I don't know that there will be. And if I'm my own person that's forced to do this job, because I still have my morals, otherwise it wouldn't matter, right? Because if I didn't have my morals, then I'd just pick whoever made most money, right? But if it's still me with my morals, I'm not going to be the great manipulator. I can't do it. Like, it's too corrupt to me, you know? I mean, it would be pretty sweet, and I would probably find myself easily falling into that. If I'm given a list of talking points that I have to give, even if, like, they're not, I mean, okay, sure, yeah, there were 1.5 million people at that. I would hate myself, but, you know, I wouldn't be, like, the most just insidious evil snake that I can think of. I'd just be flying off the handle, and I'd turn into a crazy person, I'm sure, but I couldn't live with myself, like, just
that's,
being I, so I, evil.
I totally have to agree because at the end of the day, Kellyanne Conway, like when all this is done, Kellyanne Conway's defense for her for all the things she said and her entire job is, well, I wanted this job. Like I endorsed Ted Cruz. And then as soon as he didn't win, I went over to the winning team and started being a shit face for the winning team. Like, that's so craven whether or not there's any repercussions, like at the end of the day, that's what she did. Clearly, ideology doesn't play a factor. Like, she just wants to win. Like, she's incredibly partisan and she just wants to win. Sean Spicer might be the same for all I know, but he can at least at the end of the day say, the president asked me to do a job and you don't say no to the president.
Yeah.
And I did the best I could for a guy that said an incredibly, an incredible amount of stupid shit, just constantly.
Yeah,
like, I
have
did
like
the best
a little
I could.
Bit
How
of
the
sympathy
fuck would you do
for
it?
Spicy. I have no sympathy for Kellyanne.
Same, yeah. I have more respect for Kellyanne, maybe, just because of her skill. But,
yeah,
but
I don't
in
know
terms
if respect
of...
is the right word, but I know what you're saying.
Maybe not. Yeah, but yeah.
Commissioner.
So that's what. Yeah.
Can I ask? So, I mean, no. I also believe myself to be a relatively moral woman and would have the same concerns. So, can you? To what degree? Like, yes, it's the resume, and yes, it's. This is the job, and you have to perform the job in good faith. But if we are ourselves and we have our morals, can we try and influence or
no?
No.
No.
No. I mean, you can. Yeah. No. I think that's a fair question, and there's sort of a gray area. I mean, you know, as Sean Spicer, you're managing or at least the conduit for communication. So you have some sort of say or weigh in, I would think, I would hope, some sort of weigh in on what the best messaging is and how the best to do this. And with Kellyanne Conway, like, your job title is counselor? What did I say?
Counselor,
advisor?
Yeah.
Counselor to the president. So, I mean, I would think you would have some sort of counseling duties in there. I would guess, but you're not allowed to counsel or try and shift the presidency in a direction that you agree with. Being, you know, we're all liberals here, like it's not a huge shock.
No, you're there to be like, you know what? If that's what you want to do, I'm going to make it sound like it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
Whereas Spicer's because like, that's... I'm crazy! You know?
Right. No, I mean, they both do. I mean, think of what? I mean, this is going to date this episode, but just recently, Jeff Sessions was reported that he had contacts or two conversations with a Russian diplomat or ambassador during the campaign, even though he said he didn't. And in response, Sean Spicer, in a press conference, said he did nothing wrong, period. Mm-hmm. Like, that's your job. You don't get to, you don't, I mean, whatever you say in the back room, your job is to get out there and defend your president.
How much leeway does Spicy have?
Oh, man. I'm thinking zero.
Because if it's truly zero, then I'm switching to Spicy. Because I think Kellyanne Conway, as smart as she is, she can get herself into a situation where she gets way too far ahead of herself.
Yeah.
And then she's in trouble. But
absolutely.
If Spicy has zero leeway, then there's less chance of that happening.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think he's just given a list of, like, talking points. Like, these are the facts that you have to stick to, you know?
Well, I don't think either of them are in the room when you're doing, I'm commissioner, so I get to make up the rules. So I'm going to say, just based on the outside looking in, neither of them are in the room when they're doing, you know, major policy decisions. And so you just toe the line. And that's sort of why I'm also leaning to Spicy, because it's his job. Like, it, I mean, he took it, and that's always going to be a black mark. Well, I mean, it depends on who you are, I guess, but it'll always be a black mark against him in my mind. But Kellyanne Conway, like, she didn't have to join the campaign. She did willingly. Like, she could have at any time said, this is not okay. And even now, at any time, she could say, no, this is just getting too crazy. Like, I'm done being the punching bag. And she hasn't.
Yeah.
Also, as Spicy, you pick who questions you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get shit for it, but I'm going up there every day and be like, Breitbart, you got the first question. Fox News, you got the second question.
Yeah.
Alex Jones, you got the third question. Like
third,
lizard
fourth, and
people.
Fifth question.
I'm never fucking calling on NPR, MSNBC.
No, absolutely
you're
not.
You're calling
yeah.
out all the lizard people.
That's a really good point. I mean,
like, you will get
or,
shit for it, but you can do it.
Of course.
Completely within yeah. your...
Well, shit, I'm going to call a gaggle, and then I'm just going to invite, like, Breitbart and Alex Jones to, you know, come and eat dead babies with me. Like, whatever.
And I mean, at the end of the day, like, if you're just some, you know, Joe Schmo listening to two people talk, who are you going to trust more between those two?
Oh, God.
Like, who are you really going to believe? Who are you going to be more likely to be manipulated by? Kellyanne Conway. Absolutely.
Yeah.
She can twist and turn things in a way that I have never seen before in a public figure. So.
She can conversationally waffle better than,
yeah,
I mean,
she's really, really, really good at her job. And it's scary.
She is.
I mean, I remember before Trump even got elected, I'm like, wow, she's the most dangerous person in America with the way that she's able to
Man.
Talk.
Yeah.
But then maybe you'd want to be Kellyanne Conway then. Because, you know, like, there's a lot of evidence that she's really good at that, and clearly she has no specific ideology. She's
just
partisan.
Yeah, but you have a specific ideology. Even though
yeah.
you're taking her role and you have her skill, you're still you.
Yeah, but if I have to be one of these people, then don't I want to be the person who's really good at their job rather than the shitheel that gets, you know, satired on SNL and everybody makes fun of for being a blowhard?
But you're good at your job being evil. Like, your job is to be evil, I think is the distinction I heard Danielle making earlier, like with Spicy, you're just the mouthpiece, and Kellyanne Conway is one of the movers and the shakers. Like, Chris, you said neither one of them are in the room, but to me, one of the distinctions between the two is that I think Kellyanne is in the room a lot more than Sean Spicer is. So I think I might be I might be being persuaded because if you're Spicy, you just, you know, you're the mouthpiece, you go in, you get beat up multiple times a day for 4 years or however long it is until he's impeached, and then
6 months
and then you're done. And you can sleep better maybe knowing you have not influenced policy to the degree that Kellyanne Conway maybe.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. Mm. Glad to hear people coming my way.
I might be persuaded.
Okay, let's do, unfortunately we're running a bit long, so we gotta, you know, obviously this is a hot button issue, current politics. So, let's do the rounds. I'm going Spicy. I think, let's do this.
Sticking with Spicer,
spicy?
Man.
Sweet. Alicia?
Yeah, I think so. I did a 180.
Nice. Joshua?
I think Spicer, and I'm gonna say, last word on this. We will not talk politics, but I would love it if Kellyanne Conway would talk some "Would You Rather" questions with us. So, I know,
oh my god,
Kellyanne Conway, we want you as our next guest host.
Yeah, we'll let
we
you.
Know you're
we'll
a huge
let you
friend
come
of the
on.
Pod. Absolutely,
they'll try to be nice.
We'll give you, even if we talk politics, it'll be like Rachel Maddow politics. Like, it won't even. It'll just be like. How's
it'll
it going?
Be like the
That'll
politics
the
of wearing white shoes after Labor Day.
Yes.
It'll be like Bill Maher with Milo politics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Good Lord.
All right.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed Kellyanne Conway's job or Sean Spicer's job. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at tortpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.